Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Perry Public Works Director Jack Butler. We're talking about an assortment of topics to do with the city of Perry. Jack, thank you as always for joining me.
Well, thanks for having me.
So first thing we want to talk about is actually something that's going to start today. That is mosquito spraying around the city. So what can you tell me about this?
Well, it's that time of the year again for our pesty little friends to start razzing us. Like always, Thursday nights, we got a crew, it's one guy, but he comes in around 7 o'clock and loads the sprayer up and gets going. We'll hit all the roads in town, you know, we hit the alleys, and there's activities that go on up, you know, around the rec center and down at Weiss Park and the ball fields. And as long as the ground is dry, we'll jump up in there and, you know, make a pass through the parks and, you know, around the ball fields and stuff just to try and help out. But with all the rain that we've been having, I just want to do a quick reminder to people, you know, if you've got buckets out in your backyard, laying next to the garage or whatever, anything that can hold rainwater, make sure you get them dumped out because it's just the perfect opportunity for mosquitoes to hatch. And we do have, they're called mosquito dunks. And if there's an area in your backyard that's holding water for, you know, more than 5 days, let us know and we can come up there, and it looks like a little hockey puck. You throw it out there and it's got a chemical in it that kills the larva. So if everybody can help out as far as if you got standing water someplace, let us know. And then if you got buckets and stuff, make sure you get that stuff dumped out.
Absolutely. And now, we talked about this last year when we were talking about mosquito spraying. You actually have a new sprayer that's a lot quieter than the previous one, correct?
Yes. This one has an electric motor on it. It's battery powered, and you cannot hear it. It's very quiet. Now, that old one had a big 20 horse, like a lawnmower motor on it, and when you heard it, you heard it. We do spray. We're out every Thursday night, and if it rains them out on Thursday night, they do it Friday night. But you will not hear it, so we do take a lot of calls at City Hall about that because people say that they haven't seen us all summer. We are there. We're doing it.
Absolutely. Now, another thing I want to ask you about today is construction projects. There's a lot going on around town. It is construction season, let's face it. What can you tell me about some of the current projects that you're working on around the city?
Well, everything's at a standstill. We've had enough rain here to get us through a few months, but once it dries up, 16th Street is one. We had to frost heave this winter, and we had a contractor come in, and he milled it up. And then we had another contractor come in, and we put down, basically it's like a tile, and they call it sub-drain. And we ran two rows of sub-drain down that to pull some of the water out from underneath that road. Because that's what caused that. The moisture's down underneath there, and then in the wintertime, the frost gets in there, and it just shoves it around. So anyway, we got that done. We accepted bids on it at our last council meeting, and now we're waiting. The gas company's going to come in. We've got one gas line that we found that we dug through when the sub-drain was being put in, and it's right underneath of the curb line. So they've got to come in and lower that down, and then as soon as that's done, the contractor will be in and get that street put back together. I know it's been frustrating. You know, the homeowners have to deal with it. The only good thing is it's holding together pretty good because we just ground the asphalt up and mixed it in with the dirt and left it laying there. So it's kind of packed itself back down, and it's not a real big mud mess, but it is still a headache. You know, I'm happy the good group of neighbors there, and they understand, you know, but it is time to get that wrapped up. And then, you know, we've got concrete projects we're wanting to do. Next summer, we're going to do the big overlay project. We're looking at about $1.2 million, I guess, in overlays. So, fingers crossed, we should get about 80 blocks of, you know, roads in town redone. And we're going to do some stuff south of the bypass. We got some roads down there that have got some real bad concrete. And then up around Pat T. McKinley Street, around Weiss Park, we've got some concrete there that's really bad. So we're going to have a lot going on next year, but we've got some things that we need to do ahead of that schedule. We got some patchwork we need to do and some concrete areas. So hopefully Mother Nature is going to turn the spout off on us here and let us and everybody else get started on these projects.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of patching projects, you are in a constant battle against potholes throughout the city, and this year seems like it was particularly bad for the roads.
Right, yes, and that reflects on the winter that we had. I don't know, even remember how many times we plowed snow this winter, but it was nonstop after about the middle of January, and, you know, the plows just beat them up, and then the freeze-thaw cycle was bad this year. So, yes, it opened up a lot of potholes, and I don't have a number on how many tons we've put down, but we've made multiple trips to Des Moines to get the hot mix, and we still got more to do. Again, like a broken record, if Mother Nature ever wants to shut off the spigot here for us.
All right, how's your new hot box working out?
Oh, it's excellent. The guys love it. The old one, you know, it was a stationary box, and you opened up a handle in the back, and you'd scoop the material out. And you still do that with this one, but once you get right by the back door there, you push a button and you raise it up. It's like a dump trailer, and it, you dump some more back, and it's a really nice unit. The guys are tickle pink with it, and we can get more, so we can haul more back, less trips. So yeah, it was a good investment.
For sure. All right, now a couple more things to talk about today, starting with the spring cleanup is happening this weekend. Then you have a tire cleanup coming up after that. So what can you tell me about people clearing their homes of some of this unused items?
Yes. So Saturday down at Pat T Park is our annual spring cleanup. We used to pick it up at the curb, and we had some serious issues with billing and then serious issues with folks going out. You know, the homeowner would put it out there nice and neat, and people would come and just rip things open and throw it all over the yard. And so last year we did this down at the park, and it worked very well. And 9 times out of 10, you know, we got enough manpower down there. You pull up with your car or pop the trunk or whatever. You don't have to get out. We'll grab it. We'll throw it. But it works good. Now this year we're adding the metal cleanup. So you can bring down dishwashers, stoves, microwaves, whatever, and get rid of it for free. The only thing that they will charge for on the metal cleanup side is if you have a TV or a computer monitor. But all the rest of that stuff's free. So down at the Patty Park on the east side of the creek, kind of like where the campers park, in that parking lot this year, there'll be like 3 semis down there, maybe 4. And that's the metal drop-off site. And then across the street at the tennis court parking lot, that's where we're going to be picking up the garbage side of it. They needed to have more room, so we switched spots with them. You know, you bring all your stuff, you come through art into one side, and then you can shoot over if you've got metal and get it dropped off. And it's a really good deal, and take advantage of it. And then 2 weeks after that, it's the 15th of June, we're going to be doing the tire cleanup. And that's down at the recycling building on Ivy Place there, south of 141. Same place we've had it for years. You're allowed 5 tires for free, and then you have to pay after that. We can't accept any tires on rims. And the other big thing is this is for homeowners. It's not for businesses. We've had issues with that where a tire shop comes pulling up with a trailer with 200 tires on it. It's not intended for that. This is for the homeowner that has one out in the garage or whatever. Farmers, you know, bring them in. And it's not just for Perry. It's for Perry and Dawson and Redfield. Them folks are all able to come up to this tire cleanup. It's sponsored through our landfill commission. And them communities are a member of it. So them folks can come up and bring their stuff too. But yeah, please, if you got that stuff, bring it, get rid of it. And to go back on spring cleanup, if you don't have a way to haul your stuff to the park, that's not a problem. Just call City Hall, talk to Paula or Susie, tell them what you got. She'll ask you when you want to put it out. Well, the guys will come get it. So we're easy to work with. The guys go above and beyond to help out. So, you know, if you can't get it there, that's not a big deal. We'll come square you away.
Awesome. All right. Well, a couple more things I want to ask about the grass ordinance. Not just the length of the grass, but also where the grass ends up. What can you tell me about the concerns that you're having with people in the grass?
Right. Well, and you know, the council years ago passed a grass clippings ordinance about blowing it out in the street. The biggest issue with it is it's a safety hazard for anybody on a bicycle or a motorcycle. And there's been a lot of folks talking about that if you've been paying attention to the Facebook feeds. The other big issue is, and you wouldn't believe it, but them grass clippings get down on top of that metal grate on the storm sewer and they plug it off. And after every rain, the guys have to go out and start scooping intakes, you know. It's just a never-ending issue. So there's a safety side of it, and then there's the storm sewer side of it. So yes, please, you know, blow that stuff back. You're not going to obviously get every single blade of grass not to fly out in the street. You know, it's going to happen. But when you see folks purposely painting the street green, is how I always say it, around their property, it's not good, you know. And our officers are out enforcing it. I know they've done a lot of warnings with folks, and that takes care of it. I mean, the first time you give them the warning, and you know, it's either they clean it up or you're getting a ticket. So when you hit somebody in a pocketbook, that's when people pay attention. And I know the motorcycle folks, we have a lot of motorcyclists in Perry. I've seen them getting on there and trying to explain to people, And a lot of people don't realize that, you know, after you explain that to them, then they're like, oh, okay. So yes, please try to keep them clippings off the street if possible. And, you know, if you get some out there, I always take my lawnmower and I just run along the edge of the curb and blows it right back into my yard. So it's not a big deal. It's an easy thing to take care of.
Absolutely. Well, one last thing I want to ask you about is street sweeping. So we're kind of keeping with the theme of clearing the streets out. What's your street sweeping schedule going to look like this year?
Well, we're going to fire it back up. There's a lot of maple trees around town, and they had a heck of a crop of seeds, the little helicopter deals this year. And so every street in town's just lined with the maple seeds. So yeah, we're going to fire that back up, hopefully next week, depending on the weather, and do another pass through town. And then it's probably going to sit for a couple weeks. And then with the big celebration coming up, 4th of July weekend, we're going to definitely hit it hard before that so that we got everything cleaned up and looking good for everybody. You know, we've been kind of babying this sweeper along. It's getting tired and worn out, and council let us get a new one, and it's on order. We're going to have it, you know, late summer, early fall. We'll have it before hopefully the leaves start flying and get it put to work. But yes, it's just a never-ending battle, it seems like, trying to, you know, keep after things.
Absolutely. Well, Perry Public Works Director Jack Butler, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
Nope. Just, you know, enjoy this weather when we get nice days, and, you know, everybody stay safe.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Jack Butler. I'm Dallas County News Director Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.